Praise God. How many know that's why we're here tonight? Hallelujah. To get him to walk into the room one more time. Praise God. I believe every one of us could testify tonight. There was a time we were all alone without God. Praise the Lord. We were in a room of sin, but he walked in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love that line. It says we can't get enough. Praise God. Back home in Springfield, we have a little sister in the church, Sister Annabelle, and she told me the other night, Pastor Hurst, she said, I've been saved for 58 years, but you know what? She's one of our most faithful members we have. She keeps coming back. Praise God. Why? She says, I can't get enough. Hallelujah. 58 years, it's not near enough. I got to get closer to Christ. Praise God. Praise God. So thankful to be here tonight. I want you to turn your Bibles with us tonight. Judges chapter number three. Praise God. I've got a little sermon tonight and I was going between titles. Sometimes us preachers, we like to title everything. And I gave it two titles. You can pick whichever one you like. The Low Road or the Ox Goad. The low road or the ox goad. How many know in this life we've got two choices? Praise God. We can take the low road, the easy way out. Take the way, praise God, of the raindrop, they say. Just the path of least resistance. Or we can pick up an ox goad. And we'll learn what that is here in a little bit. And I picked another title. And it's I'm Not Running Anymore. Praise God. How many know it's time that we stand up in this day and the hour and say, God, I'm going to be a mighty man of God, a mighty woman of God. And I'm going to stand. Praise the Lord. So you choose whichever one you want tonight. Praise God. I couldn't decide. They were both just pricking my heart. Praise God. I'm going to read a few verses here in the Bible about a man by the name of Shamgar. Praise God. He does a mighty work for God. Praise the Lord. Judges chapter number 3, verse 31. Judges 3 and 31. Church, say amen when you're there. Amen. Praise God. You guys are quick. You'd win some sword drills around here. Praise the Lord. Judges 3 and 31. And after him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, which slew of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad, and he also delivered Israel. Praise God. I'm going to stop right there. Let me read it one more time. And after him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, which slew of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad, and he also delivered Israel. Praise God. I believe if God could move on a man to deliver Israel in that day, I believe that God's still moving. He's still delivering people today. Praise the Lord. There's still a delivering power that God has even today in 2018 on a Monday night at Revival. Praise God at Union Road Pentecostal Church. I believe that delivering power is still alive and well. Praise God. You can be seated if you want. Praise the Lord. Let me set a little tone here, a little background to this man by the name of Shamgar. Judges chapter 4 and verse 3. There was a king of Canaan and he was on the throne. His name was Jabin, King Jabin. And you study the history books, go back and read Josephus. Even in the Bible, he was a very rich king and he had so many things just at his fingertips. The Bible says that he had 900 chariots at his disposal at any time. Could you imagine having 900 tankers today? You can just say, go ahead. Praise the Lord. He ruled that place. He ruled. Praise God. He ruled by force. Judges 4 and 3, it says, he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. He mightily oppressed the children of Israel. We learn right off the bat that he's an enemy of the children of God. He doesn't wish them well. He doesn't want to help them. We know who the enemy of the church is today, don't we? There's a devil out there and he means nothing but harm. He's playing for keeps. It's not just a game, not just a play. I'm an RN. I'm in the hospital every day and I see people come in and they're victims of drugs and alcohol and riotous living, and I just watch them on the hospital bed. Sometimes I wish I could pick them up out of there, Brother Hurst, and take them to the young man that's making the first decision. Praise God. The devil, he plays for keeps today. And here we have King Jabin. He's a mean man, an evil man, and he wants to do harm, praise God, to Israel. Hallelujah. Judges chapter 5 and verse 8 tell me that he was a man of war. He was an intelligent man. For the Bible says, I'm not going to read the verse, but it says that he disarmed Israel of all of their weapons. You know what he did? He went into Israel and he said, I'm going to strip you of your sword, strip you of your chariots. Only I can have the chariots. Only I can have the swords and the mighty men, the army. I want to take all of that away from you. I see such a parallel in that in the church today. Praise God. How many Christians no longer have a prayer life like they once did? Hallelujah. You know what the Lord's doing there? Prayer's not for God. Prayer's for us. Praise the Lord. Prayer strengthens me. Prayer makes my biceps spiritually larger. Prayer lets me to go places in God that I couldn't go otherwise. The devil tries to come in and take our prayer life, take our fasting life, take those things that we have. And here Jabin, he goes and he says, I want to disarm all of Israel. Let me take your war things. Let me take your equipment, your military. Judges verses 5 and 6 and 7. It says, in the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were unoccupied. The travelers walked through byways, and the inhabitants of the villages ceased. They came in Israel. Praise God. Let me read that last section just so we let it sink in here in a second. In the days of Jael, the highways, they were unoccupied. Why? Why weren't anyone on the highways? You go to 75 tonight, there's people buzzing up and down, 675 going both ways. We were driving home from church last night, and the snow was so bad, nobody should have been out. But nevertheless, there were still cars buzzing in both directions. People aren't afraid to get out. But here in that day, the highways were unoccupied. They were even scared just to drive down the road, the byways. They didn't even want to go in the back alleys behind the house. It was a fear. Praise God. Somebody took all my weapons. I've got to stay by myself at home. I can't get out. I'm afraid. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, that's where the devil would like to get the church today. He would like us to be so afraid, so living in fear. Praise God. But I want to tell you, there's a deliverer. Praise the Lord. There's a deliverer that can come to us. Praise God. And I'm so thankful that I read about him this week. His name is Shamgar. Praise the Lord. Judges 3 and 31, we just read it. And after him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, which slew of the Philistines, 600 men with an ox goad, and he also delivered Israel. Hallelujah. I hope that's somebody's testimony by the time they leave this house tonight, that we can say he didn't just deliver Israel, but he delivered me. Praise God. He got a hold of me and set me free. He rattled those chains loose, broke those fetters, and I can walk out of here a free man, not bound by drugs and alcohol and lust. Hallelujah. But I've been set free by the power of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the part where I'm a little nervous. I'll be honest with you tonight. We're preaching in front of Brother Hurst. He's a theologian in Greek and Hebrew. And I read a few commentaries. Hallelujah. And Brother Hurst, you correct me after service. Don't move me right now. I'm just kidding. Praise God. But I was reading in Shamgar. The Bible says that Shamgar in verse 31 that we just read was the son of Anath. Shamgar, the son of Anath. Well, the problem that I found is there were several commentaries. They say that mighty war warrior of David, the man by the name of Shammah, was the exact same person as of Shamgar. They say they're two in one, and I begin to study that out, and I don't know if I completely agree with them. I'm starting to lean that direction, but they say that Shammah was his original name. He was a mighty warrior. That's even what the word means, a mighty warrior. And they say, you go over in the book, I believe it was Judges, Deborah begins to sing, and she hears what goes on, that he killed those 600 enemies. She begins to sing wonderful songs about Shammah, and they say as time goes that name began to translate into Shamgar. And I studied it out because at first it didn't make sense to me. We just read that his father, I thought who his father was Shamgar, the son of Anath. And then we're going to read here in a second, 23 and 11 of 2 Samuel, and the Bible says that Shammah, the son of Ag. And I originally read those commentators, and I said, no, just because you picked up a pen and paper doesn't mean you're 100% right in the Bible. Praise God. So I want to study this out and be right. But I began to study, and the Bible said, the commentator said that the son of Anath, that Anath was just saying where he came from. There was a god of war in Canaan, and her name was Anath. And then it began to make sense. Shamgar, he was a warrior. He killed 600 Philistines. No doubt Deborah begins to sing about a warrior, and she said, he's of the child of Anath. He's not an Israelite, so I can't give him credit from the true God, but he's a warrior. Nonetheless, praise God, he's a child of Anath. Hallelujah. So as I begin to study and read, I begin to believe that these two are one and the same. So I begin to pull from this story over here that we've heard about and this story over here, and I begin to connect the dots. Well, I've been studying this week. Hallelujah. And I believe this mighty man has a story that we've looked over for a long time. Praise God. Let me read here. 2 Samuel 23. Bible says, and after him was Shammah, the son of Ag, the Hararite, and the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines, but he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it, and he slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. Praise God. The Lord wrought a great victory. How many know that God should always get the credit? The Lord wrought a great victory. Praise God. Here, the first thing I see, the first little point that I would have tonight is Shamgar. I want to talk about this mighty man, but Shamgar was a worker. Hallelujah. If you come into the house of God, if you pastor any time at all, you'll learn really quick that your most dependable people that you have, it's not the ones that shout up and down the pews all the time, although I believe in the shout. I hope somebody gets a hold of God tonight. It's the one that shows up on a Thursday night and says, I'm here to work, Pastor. Praise God. You show me the shovel and let me get something done. Oh, Shamgar, before he was ever a warrior, Shamgar was a worker. Praise God. I'm thankful for workers in the house of God. Judges 3:31, it says, and after him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, which slew of the Philistines 600 men. But listen to this. He says, with an ox goad. With an ox goad. And he also delivered Israel. Praise God. I began to think about that this week. What in the world is an ox goad? Hallelujah. I brought a little paint stick. If my dad's here, don't tell him. I think I borrowed this thing a year ago from him. And I was supposed to give it back a week later. And I still had it in my garage. You see him. You don't tell him that I brought it to church tonight. But praise God. But he said that he had an ox goad. Hallelujah. I thought, what in the world is an ox goad? I began to study and look that up, and they said an ox goad is a farmer. If he was out there and he was hoeing down the roads and going down the fields, he would have about a 9-foot rod. This is probably only about 3 or 4 feet. He would have a 9-foot rod, and on one end of that rod was a pointing stick, and he could reach up there and prod the oxen or the horse or the beast or whatever he was going down the roads with. And on the other side of that ox goad was a pick type material, and if there was something that got into the plow, a rock or whatever it was, he wouldn't have to unhitch the harness and get done and walk all the way around. He could just take that pick and knock that rock out of there and keep on going. Hallelujah. I see here that Shamgar was a worker. Praise God. What did he have in his hand? It wasn't a sword. It wasn't a mighty spear. He just had an ox goad. Hallelujah. It goes on and says that he killed 600 men with an ox goad. Hallelujah. That would be like somebody tonight saying, I picked up a shovel and fought off 600 people. I'd say, no, I don't know if I believe all that, but the Bible says it. Hallelujah. He picked up an ox. You know what? There's a whole sermon in there. I'm not going to preach it to you tonight. Don't get worried. I only brought one sermon with me tonight. Hallelujah. But there's a whole sermon in there. God uses what's close to him. Hallelujah. He said, Shamgar, you know the ox goad. Hey, David, don't put down all of Saul's armor. You know, praise God, the slingshot. Hallelujah. You know how to whirl that thing. Oh, hey, Shamgar, you don't know the sword, man. You don't know what the spear's like, but you do understand the ox goad. I want to tell somebody tonight, you come to the house of God. Hallelujah. Everybody can't be a preacher. Hallelujah. Everybody can't be a singer. You can run me out of the church tonight if I took a chord tonight. Hallelujah. But everybody can't be a do this or that, a Sunday school teacher or this or that in the house of God. But you know what you can do? You can say, I've got an ox goad. I can do something. Hallelujah. Every single person in the house of God tonight has their ox goad. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's sometimes, as a pastor, I'm not going to say too much tonight. I'll be careful. Hallelujah. But there's sometimes, as a pastor, sometimes folks come in and say, I can't do this and I can't do that. I'm saying you're looking at it all the wrong way. Tell me what you can do. Hallelujah. And we'll put you to work. Praise God. Everybody's got an ox goad. Everybody's got something that they can get a hold of. Hallelujah. God, I love that old song that says, I can pray. Praise God. If you've got a voice in your heart, you can find yourself an old time prayer club and say, God, I can't do much, but I can pray. I can get a hold of you. I can worship you. I've got two good arms. I can raise them tonight and say, hallelujah. Glory to God. You've been good to me. Hallelujah. You know what that is? That's your ox goad. God, there's something that's close to me and I can use it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Shamgar, he was a worker. Praise God. He stayed busy working. Hallelujah. I was in New Mexico and had a gentleman that came to our church. He had one line. He loved to use it. Praise God. He would say, God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the call. Praise God. Hallelujah. You come into the house tonight. You don't have to be able to sing and hit every key. Praise God. But you stick in here long enough, God will begin to open your gifts. You'll say, I've got talents I never knew I had. I can do things that I never knew I had. When I was just a boy, we had to memorize a poem in about fifth or sixth grade. I got so nervous, I chose the shortest poem I could say. I told it in about 4.8 seconds just so I could get back to my seat. Hallelujah. And here I am. And now they can't get me to be quiet in church. Hallelujah. I tell you what, there's a gift that you've got that God wants to get and bloom and develop. Hallelujah. You just got to give it to the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. You don't believe me, Moses? He was just a man that stuttered around, but God picked him up and delivered all of Israel with him. Praise God. Daniel, he was just a boy that was stolen from his hometown. Hallelujah. But God put him in the den of lions and brought him out. Joseph, he was just a slave, a prisoner, but he walks right in there, ends up second in command. Hallelujah. Don't tell me God doesn't use us today. Hallelujah. Here we got Shamgar, just an old farmer. Praise God. You probably would have found him in a pair of bibbed overalls. Not looking like much. If I showed him to you tonight, you'd say, that guy killed 600 people. Hallelujah. You mean that guy did? Come on, he's just an old farmer. Oh yeah, God can use people like that. Hallelujah. God can use men like that. Praise God. Let me move on here. Shamgar was a worker. But I read on a little bit more and I find out that Shamgar, he was a warrior. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many know we're all warriors tonight? I'm in the army of the Lord. Praise God. 23 verse 11. And after him was Shammah the son of Agi, the Hararite, and the Philistines were gathered together into a troop where was a piece of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and he defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is really where I begin to put those two pieces of the puzzle together. Do I have any volunteers tonight? I need about eight or nine guys. Hallelujah. Eight or nine guys, just come up here. Praise God. Dad, you're my father. You have to come. Hallelujah. Come on up here. Where's Brother McKelvey? Praise God. If he can pray, get up in a suit like he had. Hallelujah. In the glow in the dark, he can do anything. You're Shamgar, brother. Praise God. You grab that. Stand right there in front of the podium. Hallelujah. Brothers, pass these out, and each one of you, put them over your head. Praise God. All right, I want you guys to go back there, go into the back of the church after you get those passed out, or pass them out back there. Praise God. Here we have Shamgar tonight, and I want to reread what we just read so we get the full effect of this, what the Bible's trying to tell us. Judges chapter 4 and verse 3, he says, and the children of Israel, they cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron. He's talking about Jabin. The children of Israel, they're saying, God, he's got 900 chariots. God, he's been oppressing us. God, he's been hurting us. He's been after us. God, he's got 900 chariots. He's so strong, Lord. He can defeat us. Praise God. But this is really what hit home. You listen to this last part of Judges 43. He said, for he had 900 chariots and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. You let that sink in for a second. And 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of it, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. I've heard Shamgar preached about probably 100 times, and every time I ever hear him preached about, they say Shamgar was a mighty man. He had bulging biceps. He had legs that could run. He was strong. He could defeat 600 men. What a mighty man. And I began to study this and read this week. Hallelujah. I have to admit to you that was always my mindset before, but I began to read that last part again, and 20 years they were oppressed, and 20 years. We can read that verse in just a couple seconds, but let that sink in for a second. 20 long years they were oppressed. Come on, fellas. Hallelujah. You know what was happening? Shamgar was out there. I'm going to take your weapon from you for a second. Shamgar was out there. The Bible said he was in a lentil field. That's either a pea or a bean, praise God, some type of potted plant. And he was out there, and he was just a working like Shamgar needed to do. He was doing what he did. did every day. He was plowing. He was doing everything he can. But the first time that they came, the first time that bitterness came his way, the first time that drugs were offered, the first time that gossip and pride and rebellion and fear, the first time that lust, hallelujah, anxiety came in. You know what Shamgar did? If we would go to what we've always heard, we'd say Shamgar got strong and defeated every one of them. But the Bible says they were oppressed for 20 long years. You know what Shamgar? He hit the road. Hallelujah. He said, all drugs, I can't defeat those. I got to get out of here. Oh, what am I going to do? And they just began to defeat Shamgar. They pushed him around over and over and over. Anybody ever admit tonight? Let's just be honest with each other. Has anybody ever admit and say, I've fallen into the devil's trap before? Praise God. I've been the one that had to go to the altar. I've been the one that the sermon was preached to. I've been the one that the interpretation in tongues, I knew it was straight to me. I'll raise both hands tonight and say, God's have to come after me a time or two. Hallelujah. You know what Shamgar did? He took off. Hallelujah. And here comes the devil. He has his way with him. He takes all of Shamgar's food. He takes the lentils, takes the beans, takes everything that he worked hard for. Hallelujah. I get so sick and tired, praise God, of hearing of backslidden children. Hallelujah. Backslidden spouses. Praise God. You know what the devil's doing? He walks right into our churches. He takes everything we have. He takes what we worked for. He takes what we've toiled for. Hallelujah. You know what they do? They take everything that Shamgar has, and then they take off and they take it back home. Go home, fellas. Praise God. And there they go on back. They go home. Hallelujah. Shamgar, he waits in the shadows. He waits to see. And he waits till they're all gone. He says, well, maybe I can come back and try to put it all back together, put the pieces together. And Shamgar comes back. Hallelujah. And there he is. He starts working again, starts doing the best he can again. Hallelujah. You ever been there? Got to go to the altar. Say, God, I'll do the best I can this time. God, I'm going to win this time. God, I'm going to defeat it this time. Those drugs aren't going to get me down again, God. That bottle, I'm going to push it away this time. That bitterness, I'm not going to let it get back in my heart. The pride of life, I'll push it away. The lust, I won't look at it anymore. Hallelujah. You ever been there? Praise God. And here they come again. They waited a year. He's doing good again. He's working hard again, doing everything he can. But here comes bitterness again. Hallelujah. Anxiety starts rolling down the road again. Drugs and lust and alcohol, fear and anxiety. They walk in again. And for 20 years, the Bible says, can you imagine being defeated over and over and over? And he's got to run again. There goes Shamgar again. I can't take it. Pride has got me down. Fear's got me down. Anxiety. Hallelujah. Raise your hands tonight and say, God, I got to have deliverance, Lord. It seems like over and over and over they defeat me. Over and over I fall. Over and over I mess up. And here they are again, taking everything that we've worked for, taking everything that we've toiled for. Hallelujah. I love this church. I love the ministries that they have. Praise God. You can ask my folks at Cornerstone. They probably get tired of me hearing it. Praise God. I'll say, well, Union Rose does it great. They do it like this. Hallelujah. And man, we put a program together and you guys are our map. Hallelujah. And that's how we do it. You'd have to agree with me tonight. You get sick of picking up kids, bringing them to the house of God just to turn around and they're not here anymore. Where'd they go? Little Johnny, little Sally, they were here faithfully for 2 years and they just dropped off the face of the earth. That's the devil coming back in. What I've worked so hard for, what I've been diligent for, what I've tried to raise up, and they snatched it away from me again. Hallelujah. I want to tell you tonight, if you're dealing with any of these things, you're fighting the devil with these things, I want to tell you, there's a God that can deliver. There's a God that can come down in your life. Hallelujah. He can take control again. Hallelujah. Once again, they come down. They take everything that he works so hard for. No doubt they were the enemy. Kicked over the dresser. Flipped the bed upside down. The enemy never leaves a pretty picture, does he? Hallelujah. Just one phone call. Just a 3-second phone call can ruin everything you've worked for 20 years. Come on now. Hallelujah. Mamas and daddies, you know what I'm talking about. Praise God. Just a phone call. The devil can come in. Things that you put in the ground, you watched them grow. You watered. You irrigated. You channeled it. Hallelujah. And just a phone call. It's all ruined. It's all over. That's the way the devil works. works. Hallelujah. I'll be honest with you tonight. There were some times if I could get a hold of Satan in the flesh, we would have absolute war. Praise God. But the only thing I can do is pick up a microphone and say, young person, don't go down that road. Middle-aged person, watch. Don't let it happen to you. Elder, you've been in it too long. Don't let it come your way. Hallelujah. We've got too much inside of this. Praise God. They came in, they ripped up the field, and they went home again. Hallelujah. Go ahead, boys. Praise God. Go home. Hallelujah. And here Shamgar comes back once again. And I'm not going to make a stand here for 19 times. Hallelujah. Before Shamgar finally gets the victory. But you get the picture. Praise God. 20 years. Hallelujah. He puts the beans in the ground, puts the seeds in the ground, waters them. He toils for them. He watches them grow. Sons almost a special connection between the farmer and his fields. It's his own work. It's special to him. And all the pain and the grief that would happen as he sat up there behind the bushes and watched everything he worked for go down the drain. Hallelujah. But you know what happened? Those preachers that say Shamgar was a mighty man. I say, hang on, boys. Let me show you the real rest of the story. Hallelujah. The enemy began to come for year number 20. Come on, guys. Lust and pride and fear. Fear and anxiety, it began to come down the road. Hallelujah. And Shamgar had a conversation with himself one day. Hallelujah. Shamgar said, hey, Shamgar. Hallelujah. You've been running for these guys for 20 years. Hallelujah. You've had a lot of work that you've never gotten to see the experience from. There's been a lot of work that you've never been able to work. There's a lot of beans you've never been able to eat. There's a lot of work that you watched go down the drain. Hallelujah. And Shamgar finally made up in his mind, I may die today, I may go down today, I may lose today, but there's one thing that I'm not doing anymore. There's one thing that I'll never do again. I'm not running anymore. Hallelujah. Whatever has, praise God, I'm not leaving anymore. Praise God. They may kill me, they may put me in my grave, but I'm not running anymore. And you know what Shamgar does? He picks up that ox goad. Hallelujah. The thing that shouldn't have been able to do anything. He went after gossip. He destroyed it. He went after pride and shut it down. He went after anxiety and lust and bitterness and rebellion. And every one of them had to run that day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Shamgar. Praise God. I want to tell somebody today, it's time you pick the ox goad up. Hallelujah. It seems like over and over and over again, the same things come into our churches and they shut us down. They come in and they rip revival away from us. They come in and take our young folks. It comes in and take our loved ones. I want to tell somebody tonight, it's time we declare war on hell. Hallelujah. And say, I'm not running anymore. I've got to fight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of the decisions that we make, it makes me scratch my head sometimes and say, are you really here to fight? Hallelujah. Some of the choices that we make, how many know that our decisions are our sword? Our choices that we make, our prayer life is our ox goad. Hallelujah. It wouldn't do much good for me to get in here and scream about an ox goad if I didn't tell you what your ox goad was. Hallelujah. I just got a broomstick tonight to put an illustration together. But you know what this is? Hallelujah. This is a prayer life that's unbroken. You know what this is? Hallelujah. It's a relationship with God that never goes away. Hallelujah. No matter what happens, I got to keep my ox goad. Praise God. Hallelujah. I remember we were on our way out to New Mexico, and I'm still young. I'm only 31. I'm going to hang on to that youth age as long as I can. Hallelujah. We were on our way to New Mexico. I might have been 24, 25, 5, 6, 7 years ago. My little boy, he's 8 now. And 6 years ago, he was 2. Pretty profound, isn't it? Hallelujah. 8 minus 6 is 2. He was 2 years old. We were in the truck. Had everything I owned in the back of that U-Haul. We were heading down to New Mexico. Green behind the ears. My first church to pastor. Man, they had no idea what they were in for. Hallelujah. But they bared through it for 2 years. Praise God. We pastored that little church. God moved. But I'll never forget driving down there in that U-Haul. My little boy was sitting there next to me. My wife was driving. driving our family car. She had it loaded down. My little boy said, Daddy, tell me a story. So there we went. We were on story time. I told him all of Aesop's fables, told him all the Bible stories. Hallelujah. We went not so religious for a while. Told him every other story that my dad had told me. Hallelujah. Told him my life and his. It was a 22-hour drive down there with a 2-year-old. Praise God. Finally, after about the 13th hour, he said, Daddy, tell me another story. I said, Son, I don't know any more stories. Why don't you tell me a story? Hallelujah. And much to my surprise, he said, Okay, Dad, I can do that. Hallelujah. I said, Well, this might be nice. It'll be at least not me talking now. Praise God. And he said, Dad, have you ever heard the story of the three little pigs? Praise God. And I really had. Praise God. Don't get me for lying tonight. But I said, No, son, go ahead and tell me. Praise God. And so he started in on the three little pigs. He said, Dad, there were three little pigs, and their names were Madeline, McKenna, and Daniel. Haddon wasn't here yet. He said, There were three little pigs. I said, I've never heard this version. Go ahead. Hallelujah. There were Madeline, McKenna, and Daniel. He started in on this story. Praise God. He said, But Dad, I was the smart little pig. I was the last one. Hallelujah. He already knew where this was going. And he started. He said, The first little pig, he made his house, praise God, out of straw. And you know the story. He said, I made it out of straw. The big bad wolf came knocking on the door. He said, I'm going to huff and puff and blow your house down. He said, Sure enough, the house came down, and there went Madeline. She took off a running, and McKenna was waiting on her in a wooden house, and she slid in, slammed the door on the wolf. Hallelujah. And there he was outside in the cold. And once again, the big bad wolf said, I can't believe I'm telling three little pigs in the middle of a message, Brother Brian. Hallelujah. He said, Praise God. He said, Hallelujah, that the big bad wolf said, I'm going to huff and puff and blow your house down. And sure enough, the house of sticks came tumbling down. Hallelujah. And there went Madeline and McKenna, the two little pigs. He told all of me this, Sister Hurst, at 2 years old. I promise. Hallelujah. And he said, There they come. He said, And Dad, I was the hero. I held the door open. My sisters came in, and I shut the door on them. And the big bad wolf was out there. Hallelujah. And he said, Here came the big bad wolf. And he said, I'll huff and I'll puff. And before he ever got the words out, I went over to the fireplace, got my shotgun down, opened the door, and I blew his head off. Hallelujah. In the end of the story, praise God. And for a couple hours, I laughed, thought about it again, and laughed again. But there was a spiritual lesson that I got out of that. How many times does the big bad wolf walk into our church and say, I'm going to huff, I'm going to puff, and I'm going to blow your house. And sure enough, there goes the house once again. And we put it all back together. We find salvation. We're inside the net of safety again. But here comes the devil. He huffs and puffs, and there goes the house again. Hallelujah. He knocks it down again. Oh, but I like Daniel's version a little better now. Hallelujah. It's time somebody says, go get the spiritual shotgun and put this thing to rest once and for all. Hallelujah. I'm tired of picking up pieces. I'm tired of getting broken lives. Hallelujah. I get sick. What do you say tonight that we pick up the ox goad with Shamgar and say, get out of town once and for all. We're going to hang on to victory. We're going to shout. We're going to speak in tongues. We're going to have the Holy Ghost. We're going to have victory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Shamgar, he was first a worker. It pushed him in next to being a warrior. Hallelujah. But I promise you tonight, you go into that next phase, you become a warrior, and the last will just come automatically. Hallelujah. Shamgar wasn't just a warrior, but Shamgar was a winner. Praise God. Shamgar was a winner. Shamgar came out on top. Hallelujah. You try God and see if He doesn't anoint you. Praise God. You put God to the test. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's going to be a fight. Yeah, He had to defeat 600 of the enemy. He had to go through all of that. No doubt He had the aches and pains. No doubt He had to go through everything. But when it was all said and done, you know what Shamgar would have told you? I wish I would have stood up to him 20 years ago. I've been going through 20 years of misery. And 20, if I would have known that God would have done that in the very beginning, I would have shut the door on him from the very first year. Hallelujah. What do you say tonight? Somebody says, God, make me a warrior. God, make me a winner. Raise me up again. Give me victory. Take the shackles holding me down. Bust the fetters holding me down. Let me raise my arms again. Let me worship again. Let me glorify again. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 23:12. But he stood in the midst of the Philistines. Hallelujah. What do you say tonight? We don't just easily pull that band-aid off. Just rip it off. Praise God. Shamgar stood right in the middle of them. Right in the midst of the Philistines. He said, I'm going to do what's right. Praise God. No matter what happens. Hallelujah. I'm going to stand up. And I might as well do it right in the center of them. And let them know where I stand from the very get-go. You're not taking this bean field again. You're not running in here so easily this time. Hallelujah. I brought the Lord with me this time. I brought a fight, praise God. But he stood in the midst of the Philistines and he defended it and he slew the Philistines. And listen to this. It doesn't say Shamgar wrought a great victory, but you know what it says? And the Lord, hallelujah, and the Lord wrought a great victory. Hallelujah. You stand up and God will do the fighting. You stand up and the Lord will move on your behalf. It's over and over and over again. Daniel's in the lion's den. The Lord closes their mouths. Hallelujah. Noah gets on the ark. God closes the door and sends the floods over and over and over again. God moves. David walks on the field and God lets the giant fall down. Hallelujah. If you do your part tonight, I promise you, God will show up on time. He'll do his part and we'll walk away with Shamgar and say, I'm a winner. Hallelujah. Me and Jesus, we're together. We're going to win. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm closing with this. Ladies, if you don't mind to come back up, Sister Caitlin, Sister Lizzie, praise God. Get us a song again. Hallelujah. I begin to think about, you know what? I've been a Christian for a while now. Praise God. I know I'm only 31, but I got saved when I was 7. Praise the Lord. I'm not so deep now. I can't even do the math while I'm up here. Praise God. 24 years I've been saved. Praise God. And I've never physically defeated 600 men. How many know God doesn't always move like that? I've never seen a Christian in all my days. I've been to a lot of revivals, a lot of meetings, and I've never seen someone physically defeat 600 men. Hallelujah. And I was studying a while back. I put this in a different sermon. Felt like it was fitting tonight, and I pulled it out again. There was a theory that I came across. Hallelujah. It's called the chaos theory. It's really a form of mathematics. And inside that chaos theory, there's an effect called the butterfly effect. Anybody ever heard of it? Praise God. Thank God. He hasn't already preached it. Praise the Lord. The chaos theory, and there's a butterfly effect. And the entire idea of this is that one little thing that happens will change the future, and it'll cause or uncause a catastrophic event. Praise God. Let me just give you a little illustration here. I've been picking on Brother Brian all night. He was Shamgar. Let's just say that Brother Brian was walking down the road, and he was walking down the sidewalk, and he came up on a purple dandelion. A purple dandelion is so rare, just about endangered. But there's a special Japanese honeybee that can only digest the nectar from a purple dandelion. This isn't true, Brother Hurst. I promise. I'm just making it up as I go. Praise God. But there's a purple dandelion, and a Japanese honeybee is the only insect that can digest that material. If the purple dandelion goes away, the honeybee dies. Well, Brother Brian, he's walking down the sidewalk, and he says, I've never seen a purple dandelion before. He reaches over to look at it, and that Japanese honeybee stings him right on the nose. He gets mad and swats that thing and steps on it. Hallelujah. Well, it just so happened across the road, praise God, was an attorney's office, and that attorney, he almost went to be an anthropologist, such a hobby he had for insects and little bugs. Praise God. And he saw that, he knew what it was. He was on his way over there to see that flower and that bee. Hallelujah. And he said, oh my goodness, you just killed the last known Japanese honeybee. He gets angry, calls the police. Hang on with me, I'm going somewhere. Praise God. He gets angry and calls the police. They come down, they go to court, he sues the gentleman, they go before the judge. Hallelujah. The judge says, this is absurd. He throws it out of court. And the attorney, he gets mad. He goes back to the judge's chambers and he fights it out with him. He said, you can't throw this away. It's the only little honeybee that there ever is left. And the judge says, you're nuts. And so the attorney, he doesn't let it go. He gets mad. He begins to get signatures and petitions to put a new judge in. Well, it just so happens that judge is pro-life. He's a conservative. Hallelujah. The new judge that the attorney puts in office, he could care less what he is, as long as he loves the honeybee. So he puts a liberal liberal judge in office, and the liberal judge changes the entire county. He puts the vote in, and now the entire county is pro-choice, where they used to be pro-life. Hallelujah. And there just so happened to be a little baby that went into that abortion clinic that day, and he was noted to be the next Billy Graham to preach among all the earth. Hallelujah. And it all because of that little honeybee that stung Brian. You go to the end, and there's a baby that was supposed to be the next great evangelist, doesn't get to live. And y'all looking at me like, Brother Kroger, you're absolutely nuts. I want to ask you, am I? Praise God. You remember the last time you were running out the door and you slipped on the little car that Johnny left there, just about sprained your ankle? You were 5 minutes late getting there, and just as you were going through that red light, there was a big semi that went straight through there. Had you not slipped on little Johnny's car, you would have been smashed, and somebody would have been buried. Praise God. I want to ask you, is that really so crazy? I began to read that, and I read that butterfly effect over and over and over, and I said, God, that's exactly how you work in our lives. That's exactly how you move. No, there may not be a Shamgar tonight that's going to defeat off 600 of the enemies. Hallelujah. But I want to challenge you tonight. Look at your life. God's moving in every little direction. He'll do this here, and he sees the end result. He said, put the little purple flower there. Hallelujah. Oh, that's just a little silly illustration, but I hope somebody gets the point. And God came into this place. He said, I want to work in your lives. I want to go amongst you. Hallelujah. I read that John Adams had a belief, and he believed that God came down, created the universe, and he left and went away, and he never came back to earth again. I read that, and I said, John Adams, you were a good man. You did a lot of good things, but I couldn't disagree with you more. Go ahead, ladies, and start playing if you don't care. Hallelujah. I couldn't disagree with you more. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ came to this earth. He created it. He put it in motion. But I want you to know that God can come back into this place tonight. He can move. He can direct in little ways that move big ways. Hallelujah. He wants to save your soul tonight. And little Johnny, who's not even born yet, will grow up and be a preacher. And his kids and their kids, there will be a whole lineage that's raised in the house of God because you made a decision on a Monday night of revival. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you tonight, you have no idea the bearing. I was wanting to name this the low road or the ox goad. You could take the low road out. You could come into a Monday night of revival. Say the real evangelist will be here tomorrow. We'll let him ring the bell. Praise God. Or you could say, hallelujah, I'm not going to take the low road anymore. I'm going to pick up the ox goad. Praise God. I want to tell you, when you pick this thing up, you have no idea what you're doing. Hallelujah. You have no idea the decision that you're making for God. You come down and bend your knee and say, God, it's time I do it your way. I'll kick these things out of my life. I'm not going back to them. I'm going to have victory in my bean field. It's not much, God, just a little bean field. It's all that I have, but I'm giving it to you, Lord. It's my life, God. I may not be much, but I'm giving it to you. I want to tell you, you don't realize how much that is. It's just a little bean field right now, but you look down the road a while. Hallelujah. You look down the lineage a while, and just a little decision today is making a mountain of an effect for tomorrow. Hallelujah. I'm opening up this altar right now. I'm not going to come back and talk to you and offer you. I'm just going to say, who's man enough, who's woman enough to say, on a Monday night of revival, I'm going to raise up the ox goad for my family, hallelujah, and I'm going to go and make a decision. I'm going to say, hallelujah, just like Joshua did, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to break the chains of the devil off of me. I'm shaking the fetters off tonight. And I'm never going back down again. I'm never going to let the enemy come down again. I'm going to be a Shamgar. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why don't we come around in this altar tonight? Hallelujah. Let us find ourselves a place to pray. Hallelujah. Let's cry out to God tonight. Hallelujah. God, I give you everything. Oh, God, I give you it all to you, Lord God. Lord, I'm taking control again, God. Hallelujah. This time I mean business, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I may not be much, just a little lentil field, God. Hallelujah. But I'm giving it to you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Come down in the